Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Phyllis Buzanski was discovered dead in a St. Augustine hotel room this morning. She was 72. Buzanski was found unresponsive in her room at a hotel where she was staying for a convention of statewide Florida election supervisors being held in the area. For many in Tampa, the news was first broadcast this morning to them by Tampa City Council Chairman Thomas Scott.
Let me just pause. I just received a message that Phyllis Buzanski, our supervisor, was just found dead or passed away, deceased. And so let us pause just for a moment of prayer for that family, for her husband.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has been a friend and colleague of Phyllis Buzanski since they both served on the Hillsborough County Commission over 20 years ago.
Well, I was just absolutely stunned to hear that Phyllis had died. Phyllis has always been such a vibrant personality that it just was very hard to believe. Particularly sad that here she was embarking on a new chapter, a new challenge in her life, one that I know she was very enthusiastic about. She was going to bring greater transparency to the supervisor's office and take care of some of the issues that have cropped up over the past several years. I know she was going to do a great job as the supervisor of elections, and she loved it. And I know she loved interacting with the young people and encouraging them to vote. So here she was embarking on this new challenge and then to be taken from us. It's a real loss for the whole community. It's a real loss.
Buzanski was a prominent Democrat in Hillsborough politics for over 20 years. But perhaps her greatest legacy will be her leadership in getting the county to create their indigent health care system back in 1991. Mayor Pam Iorio worked with Buzanski at that time.
Back in the 1980s, we were experiencing just constant tension with our budget and having to pay for indigent health care out of the general fund for hospital care for indigent health care. And, of course, people were only receiving their health care by going to the emergency room, which was the most expensive form of health care. So Phyllis championed and headed a task force that looked at a different structure altogether. So it wasn't just putting a Band-Aid on a problem. It was looking at a different structure, and that's something she really liked doing. So our board then back, I think it was 1990-91, we passed a half-cent sales tax that paid for a whole different system of health clinics throughout the county where people could receive preventive care, not just wait until they had to go to the emergency health, the emergency room. Phyllis was passionate about this. She really cared about people who had less than others. And she wanted to make sure that health care was available to all people. And I worked with her on this, as did the other commissioners at the time, and it was really an unforgettable moment and time in county government where the commission really gelled and we were all together on an issue that we thought was very important to our community. She was a real leader on this effort, and I think will always be remembered for the passion that she brought to it.
Former Commissioner Jan Platt also served with Phyllis Buzanski, both on the board and before that, when Buzanski served as the county's aging services director in the early 1980s. Platt said she was shocked to hear the death of Buzanski Tuesday morning.
It's such a loss to our community. She was such an outstanding person. She was full of energy, and she would tackle impossible jobs and make a reality into solutions. She was always looking for solutions, and she was a great lady, and she'll be sorely missed. But she left her impact on our county and our community. She believed that public office was a public service, and that she was a public servant, and she lived that.
After leaving the county commission, Buzanski ran and lost a bid for Congress in 1996. In the late 90s, she was then named by Governor Jeb Bush to be Executive Director of Wages, the Florida Work and Gain Economic Self-Sufficiency Board. After that, she became a senior fellow of the Hudson Institute, where her research focused on a wide variety of welfare reform, health care, and workforce issues. But the lure of public service inspired her to run what some considered a long-shot campaign in 2006 to take on Republican Gus Bilirakis for Congress. Political columnist Wayne Garcia, who worked with Buzanski informally in her 1996 congressional bid and later with Wages, said there were some who thought that her political career had already peaked when she took on Gus Bilirakis.
You know, I would probably say I was guilty as the next person of sort of wondering aloud, you know, does Phyllis have the fire in the belly, the gas in the tank to make that kind of a run? And then she picks a very, very difficult race. I mean, I think there are a lot of people who would feel that's sort of a suicide mission to take on Gus Bilirakis in a district that doesn't favor Democrats, that doesn't necessarily favor somebody from Hillsborough, and in which Gus Bilirakis is running for his dad's seat that he held for 20-some-odd years. And but that's Phyllis. Once she got in her mind that she wanted to do something, you could not tell her no, and she was going to make a respectable showing of it. And all of that helped her then launch into a race that was more suited to her strengths. I mean, ultimately, at her heart, she was an administrator, and she wanted to run things. That's what she did for the county. She, you know, she was not a bad politician, but she liked to be in charge, and so the elections office is a whole lot better place for her to be than Congress.
Buzanski did win the race for Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections last November, though nobody knew about it on election night. In what was emblematic of the many problems that occurred under the reign of Buddy Johnson in his 5.5 years in office, it wasn't until 2 days after the polls closed that she was declared the winner against Johnson. In a press release, County Commission Chairman Ken Hagan today praised the reforms that Buzanski had already performed in that office, saying, in her too short tenure in that office, Ms. Buzanski had already greatly opened access to citizens, improved communication with the public, and worked tirelessly to restore the people's confidence in the election process. Buddy Johnson was selected by then-Governor Jeb Bush to run the supervisor office after Pam Ioria left the office to run for mayor in 2003. His office made a number of questionable moves and mistakes and is now being investigated by the FBI after an audit revealed that he had overspent his budget by nearly $1 million. In the wake of all that, former County Commissioner Jan Platt said she hoped Charlie Crist would not go ideological in his selection.
Yes, I am concerned. You know, she took on a noble cause. There were not many people who would have sought that office knowing what a mess it was. But that was Phyllis. She'd take on the challenge, and she was determined to fix it. And unfortunately, she can't. She is going to be unable to do it. And now we've got to keep an eye on the governor to make sure that he fills that place with the same integrity and commitment to professionalism as Phyllis had. And that's going to be tough. But it better not be a political appointment.
Creative Loafing's Wayne Garcia says concerns about Buzanski's successor at the Supervisor of Elections office are legitimate.
I do. I mean, and actually there's been a lot of buzz already talking about, oh my God, you know, one of the great tragedies beyond the human tragedy of Phyllis's passing and the impact on her friends and family is the idea that she really had just started in on the job. She had just started to go in and clean up what was a monumental mess left by Buddy Johnson, and had, you know, tons of new ideas and things that she was going to be implementing. I was just sitting here remembering, I ran into her downtown at Bamboozle Restaurant just 2 weeks ago, and she was, you know, she grabbed me as gregarious as she always was, and you know, oh, you have to come up and see all the things we're going to do and all of those plans, and now it will go to a Republican appointment, so you can be fairly certain that it'll be a Republican. Charlie Crist is running against a hard right candidate, so there's going to be a lot of pressure in his primary, so there's going to be a lot of pressure for him to appoint somebody that's probably going to appeal to you know, harder right people than maybe Crist would be inclined to appoint, and so that is maybe the saddest thing for everybody who didn't know Phyllis, but who's interested in good elections and good government here in Hillsborough County, and they should be concerned, and they probably should let the governor know that he should make a good, you know, nonpartisan appointment of somebody who has a track record of being able to run an office like this without being divisive.